Good evening. I want to thank Adi Senior very much for inviting me to come to share some thoughts with you. We've tried to do this before, but the weather got in the way. But now, Baruch Hashem, I'm here, and it's a pleasure to be here. And in particular, counting down to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Tonight is a very significant day in the counting of the Omer. And once we reach this milestone, then clearly Shavuos is not too far behind. Amar Rav Avdimi Bar Chama Bar Chasa, Shabbos Peches Amid Aleph. The Gemara quotes on the Pasuk, Vayisyatzvu B'tachtis Hahor. Amar Rav Avdimi Bar Chama Bar Chasa Melamed Shakoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem Esahar Kegigis V'amar Lohem Im Atem Mekablum HaTorah Mutar V'im Lav Shom Teikvu Rascha. If there is an iconic image that we associate with Matan Torah, with the historical event of Matan Torah, that image is that we're under the mountain. Vayisyatzvu betachtis hahor. Tachtis, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Avdimi Bar Chama Bar Chasa, means tachas hahar mamish, we're mamish under the mountain. Kodesh Baruch Hu is holding the mountain over us. Malamit shekofa Kodesh Baruch Hu aleim esahar kegigis. V'amar lahem im atem mekablim esatorah mutav. Can you hear me down there? Can you hear me? If you want to accept the Torah, that's great. V'im lav shom tehekvu raschem. That's the end. I'm going to drop the mountain, and this will be your burial place. Pasuk says in Parshas Yisro, Vayotze Moshe es ha'am lekraso Elokim in Hamachne, in Perek Yotes in Parshas Yisro, as we're building up and counting down to Kabbalah HaTorah, the event, the historical event of Revelation, Vayisyatzvu betachtis hahor. Rashi in his Perish on that Pasuk in Parshas Yisro says, Lefi Pshuto, what is tachtis hahor? Lefi Pshuto beragle hahor. Literally means at the foot of the mountain. And it's the same in Hebrew. The mountain doesn't have a foot. What's pshat at the foot of the mountain? It means that they were encamped around the bottom of the mountain. And in Hebrew, Zot Rashi Lefi Pshuto, Beragle Hahor, the regel of the Har. However, Midrasho, he quotes the Medrash, which is in our Gemara in Shabbos, Shenitlash Hahor Minkomo, that the mountain was uprooted from its place, V'nichve Aleim Kegigis, and it was held over them like a gigas. This image about Bnei Yisrael at the time of Kabbalah HaTorah being under the mountain appears a number of different times in Chazal. One famous example is at the beginning of Masachas Avodah Zarah. The Gemara there is talking about how the Umos HaOlam are coming to the Rabbono Shel Olam at the end of days, and they're going to demand whatever schar they feel that they deserve. And one by one they show up, and one by one the Rabbono Shel Olam rejects them and says that they're not worthy of any schar. And then finally they realize that they're very frustrated, they're not going to get what they want. So then the Gemara says that they tain it to the Rabbono Shel Olam, klum nosata lanu v'lo kibalnuha. What, did you ever offer it to us? You never offered it to us, so it's not our fault that we were not mekabel the Torah. But the Gemara says, no, we have a medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did offer. Famous Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did go, went from this one to this one, and each one wanted to know what's written in it, and each one rejected it. So that's not a taina. Ela hochi omar. This is what the Umos HaOlam are going to say. Kach omrim lefonov. Rabbono Shel Olam klum kafisa aleinu har kegiges v'lo kiblanuha. Yeah, you offered it to us, but you didn't compel us. You didn't coerce us. You didn't force us. You didn't hold it over us. Had you done that, we also would have been mekabel the Torah. What, the Jews get such credit that they decided to be mekabel the Torah? What kind of an option did they have? You want to accept the Torah? That's great. If not, it's over. If not, the Rabbono Shel Olam is chas v'shalom going to destroy them. So the Gemara here at the beginning of Avodah Zarah puts this image into the mouths of the Umos HaOlam to try to defend why they were not mekabel the Torah as the Jews were mekabel the Torah. And there are a number of other references as well. There is a Medrash in Shir HaShirim, a Medrash Rabbah, that is even starker and sharper, and I would say more problematic for us. The Medrash, the Lashon of the Medrash in Shir HaShirim, Nitlash Har Sinai, it's in, towards the end of Shir HaShirim, Nitlash Har Sinai, Har Sinai was uprooted, V'nitzav B'shmei Morom, and it was held up in the heights of the heavens. V'hayu Yisrael nesunim tachtav, and Bnei Yisrael were under. So far, so good. It's the same image that we see in the Gemara. Now, listen to the lashon of the Medrash Shir Hashirim Rabbah. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu em atem mekablam aleichem toirasi mutav. If you accept the Torah, great. V'im lav, what's the v'im lav? Hareini kovesh aleichem hohor hazeh v'horeg eschem. It's not this sort of, who knows, shantek v'raschem, you know, something is going to happen to you. I'm going to kill you. If you don't accept the Torah, I'm going to horeg eschem. Now that's very powerful. Let me tell you, if you or I were under that mountain, we would have said, God, I love Torah. I love Torah, please. What's the alternative? I don't want to die. I don't want to give up my life. I don't want to say this is it. And this is very problematic. The notion that this is what Shavuos is all about. Shavuos man matan Torasenu. Shavuos when we celebrate the Torah, when we celebrate Kabbalah HaTorah, when we commemorate the revelation at Har Sinai, when we recognize how lucky we are that we're the Am HaNivchar, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave us the Torah. This is the image. This is what I should be thinking about. That I'm under the mountain and all I could see is darkness and all of the mud and all the gook from the bottom of the mountain is falling on my head. And if I don't accept the Torah, I'm dead. I'm going to die. I mean, where's my simcha? Where's my joy? Where's my happiness? Where's my simcha sachayim? Where's my happiness about being a Jew? About being an Er L'chayid? The image is very problematic. And it bothered me for a very long time. And especially for us. We're born in America. We're raised in America. The notion that we must accept the Torah, otherwise we're going to die. The notion that we submit fully to the Ratzon and Habore is something that's clearly important to us, but at the same time very difficult for us. I know, in Kriya Shema, Kabbalas, O Malchus Shemayim, do we think about it? Are we Mekabel, O Malchus Shemayim, when we say Kriya Shema? It's not just words. The Kiyum HaMitzvah of Kriya Shema is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim and Ol. It means that I submit myself. But we're living in a free country. We're living in a wonderful society. We're living in a democracy. Ich bin abal abbas. I can do whatever I want. I am the arbiter of my own destiny. I will decide what I want to be. That is what this culture stands for. And we are a part of that culture. And we're influenced by that culture. And now, Kuntz again on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. The very Yom Tov that celebrates the giving of the Torah, mi lanu gadol, what greater gift? I'm panic-stricken. This is what I'm thinking about. And the Gemara actually asks, mikama yador rabbi loy raisa, the Gemara is already struggling with this. Because if somebody has a taina to you, why don't you accept the Torah? Why aren't you an Er L'chayid? So the Gemara says, well, listen, you're going to say, I didn't really want this. I was sort of forced into it. So how do we understand this, this iconic image? And how does it fit with the Varmkeit and the Geschmack and the Simchas Yom Tov and the joy and the happiness? We're staying up all night and we're so excited. Baruch Hashem, Shechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh, to celebrate Kabbalah Satorah. And all I'm thinking about is, I didn't want to die under that mountain. That's it? Is that it? Could that be it? There is an alternative view that's found in Chazal. And it's found primarily in the Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael. One of the famous old Midrashim, the Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael, says as follows. Rabbi Omer, this is in Parshas Yisro, in Yena Psukim, the Psukim of Kabbalah Satorah. Rabbi Omer lo diash vachan shel Yisrael, shekishamdu kulam lifnei har Sinai lekabel satorah. When the Jews were standing there, ready to accept the Torah, Hishvu, Kulam, Lev, Echad, Lekabel, Malchus, Elohim, Besimcha. They all got together. They all directed their hearts to be Mekabel, the Torah, Besimcha. They're happy. It's a very different image. The other image, the Gemara's image is, who's happy? I just don't want to die. No, the Medrash here, the Mechilta says, no, there was Simcha. The Nigla al Harsinai continues the Medrash, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam appeared to them, Kizokein Mole Rachmin, What an image! What a conception! Ribbono Shel'Olam is a zokem, mole rachmim. That's how he appeared to us. It's none of this ultimatum. It's not if you accept it, great. If not, it's over. Zokem, mole rachmim. The Bnei Yisrael makabel the Torah besimcha. It was joy when they were makabel the Torah. And the Mechilta de Rabbi Shmuel continues on the pasuk betachtis hahar. This is the pasuk that generated this vision in the Gemara in Masachah Shabbos. Melamed zokt the Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael she nitlash hahar mimakomo. Same scenario. The mountain was uprooted. V'korvu v'amdu tachtov. Same scenario. Kal Yisrael wataka under the mountain. Alehem mufurash bekabolah. Zugestelt a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Paralleled, applied a pasuk in Shir HaShirim to this story. Yonasi b'chag ve'asel. Pasuk says in the second parak in Shir HaShirim, Yonasi b'chag ve'asel. A yona is a dove, is a bird. B'chag ve'asel is in the cleft of the rock. What's pshat? The cleft of the rock. So you know that the side of the mountain is not smooth and very comfortable and very symmetrical, but it's jagged. The side of the mountain goes in and out and in and out. The cleft of the rock is the outcropping. The outcropping of the rock underneath, under which Yonasi, my dove, the bird, finds itself under the cleft of the rock. Vos lichto, what is the Medrash trying to tell us? Associating the pasuk Yonasi b'chag ve'asela to the Jews under the mountain. Why does a yona go b'chag ve'asela? Why does the bird go under the cleft of the rock? The bird goes under the cleft of the rock to escape the elements. Because it's hot outside. Because it's raining outside. It's storming outside. It's hailing outside. Nature is challenging. Why does it go b'chag ve'asela? In order to seek protection. In order to be covered, to be enveloped by the chag ve'asela. Now it's not going to shine on me. It's not going to pour on me. I'm not going to get wet. I'm not going to get hot. I'll be comfortable. Zok de Medrash. Yes. Yes. Vayisyatsu betachta sahar. They were under the mountain. You're right. They were under the mountain. But the image now of under the mountain is, why were they under the mountain? They were under the mountain because the mountain was protecting them. Where was Kabbalah Satorah? Where was the Nesina Satorah? In Har Sinai. Where is Har Sinai? In the Midbar. If you go to Har Sinai, or if you go to the Sinai Desert today, and I did some research, and I went looking, and I found out that in Sinai Desert, in the month of May and June, the temperature is about 98 degrees in the shade that doesn't exist there. There is no shade. So imagine Klal Yisrael is now ready to accept the Torah. And the sun is beaming down on them. And they're schwitzing, and they're dripping, and they're not comfortable. And who can concentrate? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. What? They don't know where to put themselves. What happens? The Rebbe Shlomo says, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick up the mountain. I'm going to put you under the mountain. I'm going to hold the mountain over you. Oh, shame, shame. What were you saying? Now we can have a conversation. Shame. Now it's a chesed. Why did Hashem put us under the mountain? Not the way the Gemara explains. Because Hashem gave us an ultimatum. Listen, guys, here's the deal. You want the Torah, great. If not, it's over. That's the Gemara's image. The Medrash image is Hashem put us under the mountain because it was tough out there. It was uncomfortable out there. And the mountain protects us. And the mountain makes us comfortable. And at the end of the day, both of these images are centrally important for us. As we prepare for Kabbalah Satorah, both of these images are absolutely central and crucial for us. Rav Soloveitchik, I want to mention Rav Soloveitchik. I don't have to explain why I want to mention Rav Soloveitchik in this space medrash. We just commemorated the 25th Yahrzeit. Rabbi Soloveitchik in a number of places talks about not just what he calls the formal compliance with the law, which is Ol Malchus Shamayim, which is under the mountain, submitting, totally giving ourselves up, masor legamre, to the ratzon habore, and what he calls the law as a living experience. In a hesped that he gave for his machatenista, for the mother of his son-in-law, he talked about the role of his mother in his life, in Rabbi Soloveitchik's life. And he said he learned a lot from his mother. Most of all, he said, I learned from her that Judaism expresses itself not only in formal compliance with the law, but in the law as a living experience. She taught me that there's a flavor, a scent, a warmth to mitzvahs, that there's a varmkeit to mitzvahs, that there's an experience to mitzvahs, that there's something that we feel and that we feel good about and that we identify with and that we enjoy and that we're grateful for in mitzvahs. There is mitzad echad, formal compliance. The mountain is over us and we don't have any choice. We're mishavet ourselves legamre to the ratzon habore. But that's tough for us. We're American yeshiva bachrim. It's tough. I was born in America. I grew up in America. It's tough. It's tough living in this culture. So we have to, on the one hand, recognize how central that is, but at the same time also to recognize the varmkeit and the beauty and the scent and the warmth and the geschmack, the feeling, the protection. Without Torah and mitzvahs, we are open to the elements, not just the natural elements, but to the cultural elements in the world around us. And the Torah is over us. The Torah protects us. The Torah guards us. The Torah makes us feel warm, appreciated, and meaningful. And at the end of the day, we need both. Just this morning, after Shacharis, one of the people in my minyan came over to me and he showed me a Rabbi Akiva Eiger in a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, it's an amazing Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, in Perek Bamem Adlikin. Boy minei abaya merabba, Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, Maseches Shabbos. Shmonim shamru chachamim ein madlikin bayim b'Shabbos. So Bamem Adlikin is Bamem Adlikin, which shmonim you can you, can't you? And those shmonim that chachamim said ein madlikin, it's a long list of shmonim that ein madlikin. The Gemara wants to know mahu sheitein letochan shemen kol shehu v'yadlik. So can you pour in a shtikel, a little bit of good shemen, and then light it? So what happens if you add a little bit of okay shemen into a pile of not okay shemen? Do we say, says the Gemara, mi gazrinan delmasi lad luke beinayu? Do we say that we're worried that if we do that, then we're going to forget to pour in the other shemen, and we're going to end up lighting the no good shemen, and we have a problem? I lie, but we're not worried about it. Amar lei, ein madlikin. The answer is ein madlikin. Now listen to the Gemara, the next line. My timer. Lefisha ein madlikin. I mean, it's an amazing Gemara. You know why ein madlikin? Because ein madlikin. That's it. There's no explanation. Why is it that you can't pour it in? Why? Because you can't pour it in. End of conversation. Zotar Rabbi Veger in the Gilyan Hashas, he has a list of other places where we find a similar phenomenon. And lo and behold, in this week's Parsha, right at the beginning of Parsha Semar, it's a Beferish Pasuk in the Torah. Rabbi Kiveger says, V'chein b'lashon ha-Torah. It's in the Torah. Mamish angefallen this week's Parsha. The beginning of Parsha Semar, right by Sheni. V'yedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor. Daber el Aharon lemor. Ish mizarachol ledo rosam. Asher yihye bomum lo yikrav. A kohen who's a bomum is puzzled to do the avodah. Again, he tells Aaron, ish mizaracha, kaihanim, lidoy roysam, asher yihye bomum lo yikrav. Next pasuk. Ki chol ish, asher bomum lo yikrav. Why can't you be makriv? Because you can't be makriv. That's it. What's pshat? So to realize, that occurred to me, that that's exactly the point. You know why I can't be makriv? You know why I can't use the shmonim? Because I said so. I am God. I am the Nisan HaTorah. And I said so. I don't have to give you an explanation. It doesn't have to make sense to you. Oh, I understand. I have philosophy. I have fashtei. It makes me this or that. That's the way it is. Gamarnu, sof posek, finished. It is the way it is because it is the way it is. So mitzad echad, we mekabel d'gzera. Mitzad echad, we mekabel lo malcha shamayim. And that's what Shavuos is about. We're under the mountain. And we're looking up at a mess. And we recognize this is it. We're in. We're absolutely in. We submit and we commit ourselves to the will of the Rabbona Shalom. But at the same time, we're only human. And we're American Bachrim. And we want to feel good. We want our Judaism to be meaningful to us. We want it to resonate with us. We want it to be relevant to us. And that's not a bad thing. Rabbi Soloveitchik learned from his mother that it's not just the formal compliance with the law, but it's also the law as a living experience. And so it's also to recognize, as we prepare and count down for Kabbalah Satorah, that the mountain is on top of us, not just as an image or a symbol, that we need to submit to it, bitachlis. It is what it is, because that's what it is. Finished. But also, it's over us because it protects us. What a bracha. What a bracha that we have such an opportunity. What a bracha that we have the Torah. Now I want to conclude with one word that is off in the Gemara's version. And I don't know if you ever noticed it before. I'm sure you've heard of this Gemara before. Amar Rav Avdimi Bar Chama Bar Chasa, Melamed. Shekafa aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sahar Kegigis V'amar Lahem. Im atem mekablim es HaTorah Mutav, V'im lav, what's the next word? Sham, Teikvur Asam. Wait a minute. Sham? Sham? It's not Sham. What should the Gemara have said? Right here, boom! Listen, guys, if you accept the Torah, that's great. If not, boom! It's over! Finish! Right here, I'm going to kill you. Paul, Fosep Sham. I heard from my father, Zichrono Levracha, that what the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling Klal Yisrael is the following. If you want to accept the Torah, there's nothing greater in the world. But if you don't accept the Torah, you'll hang around for a while. You'll be able to manage. But Sham, long range, in the long distance of history, it's going to be over for you. There were other nations who lived in the world at the time when Bnei Yisrael were being offered the Torah. The Chiti and the Chivi and the Yavusi and the Girgashi and the Amori. When was the last time you walked out on Amsterdam Avenue and you bumped into a Chivi and a Girgashi and a Yavusi? They're gone! They're gone! They're done! It's over! Why? Because they had nothing to hold on to. And the Rabbana Shalom says to him, Ematem mekablam es HaTorah mutav v'im lav. You'll muddle around, you'll hang out, you'll somehow manage for a little while, but shum down the road, there, you will have no kiyum. There, you will have no nitzchias. There, you will have no future. And that is what we celebrate on this incredible Yom Tov of Shavuos. We celebrate both. We celebrate our capacity to be meshabed ourselves to the will of God, and we celebrate the mountain not just as a coercive force, which we must accept, but also as a protection, as a place, and as a capacity to bring us the warmth and the beauty of Torah. We should be zoche as we think about this, to think about it from both of these perspectives. And we should then be in a position to be mekabel the Torah ba'ahava and b'yira as we count down to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Amen.